This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
When the Boy Scouts of America filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy recently, was anyone really surprised? Wasn't this the most predictable I told you so moment for those of us in the Christian world? We supported the Boy Scouts through all of their troubles and lawsuits, but when they decided to turn their backs on their history, we could see what would happen. To be fair, the Boy Scouts spent decades fending off the unholy trinity of G's, gays, girls, and the godless. Numerous lawsuits were filed against them by gay activists demanding that gay scoutmasters and scouts should be allowed in the organization. Feminists demanded the Boy Scouts open up the organization to girls. An atheist objected to the official scout oath that begins, "On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God." You know, when the Boy Scouts started over a century ago, they were at the center of American life. But they went from being one of the most respected organizations to one of the most vilified organizations. They were the pillar of principle until 7 years ago when the Boy Scout headquarters gave in to compromise. They opened the group to boys and leaders who identified as homosexual, and then they began to recruit girls. They also faced thousands of child abuse allegations. In fact, that may be one of the reasons for filing Chapter 11. For decades, the Boy Scouts have been keeping files on volunteers who were labeled ineligible. The critics merely called them perversion files. Perhaps there's a vicarious lesson we can all learn from the Boy Scouts. Moral compromise with those who oppose moral values concerning sexuality and devotion to God doesn't work. It drove the Christians out of the Boy Scouts, and it didn't appease the secular activists and critics. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
From CBN Films, I Am Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. I Am Patrick, in select theaters 2 days only, March 17th and 18th. IamPatrick.com.